Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. We're on KYK and 1430 at the News Hour for local topics. We're talking issues, individuals, initiatives, institutions here in the Mid-Valley. Dave, I'm excited.
About what?
I'm excited about our guest today.
Okay.
What a fun topic we have. Again, this is Brent DeHart and Newsmakers. I'm happy to say that we are presented by Les Schwab Tires. It's our fourth day on the air here to have local talk on the News Hour in KYKN, and we're presented by Les Schwab Tires. Thank you, Les Schwab. It's a pleasure to have you on board. If you're looking for Kevin Jackson at the noon hour, he slid to the 1 o'clock hour. So we have Kevin Jackson at 1 to 3 p.m. every weekday. All right. In the studio today, we're going to talk about airplanes. And I know she's been on KYKN before, but there's so many things to talk about. We have got Terry Scott. She's the executive director of the B-17 Alliance. And we have I just feel compelled to expose as much as we can to Salem to realize that there's a B-17 in Salem.
Yeah.
Welcome, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So nice to have you. And I met Terry a few years back when they moved their plane to Salem in McNary Field with a restoration effort. And it has a great story. And it has a great future, actually. So it's pretty exciting. This hour, we're going to be talking about the B-17 and its restoration and where it came from and what's in front of us. Terry, tell us a little bit about how your family came in possession of this plane.
Well, so I am Terry Scott, and I am the in-law, so I like to call myself the outlaw. I married into the family, and my husband's grandfather flew this B-17 to Oregon in 1947, right after the war, in the height of patriotism.
Wow. So it's post-war,
yes.
And he bought the B-17.
Yes, he bought it from Altus, Oklahoma, in the surplus place.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how did he get here? You were telling me a little bit before about it's a little bit of a character, your in-laws, and you married in this crazy family.
Art Lacy was an entrepreneur.
Art Lacy.
Yes, okay. Art Lacy. Art and Berdine Lacy were entrepreneurs, and they had three gas stations. And he was a guy that would take no for an answer. He would not take no for an answer. And he was also a betting man. He was kind of a wild hare. And he got crazy idea to put a B-17 over the top of his gas station as a canopy for the rain and to attract attention, and it did.
Because that wingspan is not small, right?
102.
Okay.
102.
All right, so he went and bought one in surplus or something.
He did. Yeah. So there was a whole lot of them on the surplus airfield, and it was in Altus, Oklahoma. He went there on a $5 bet on his birthday. So one of his guys, here's the crazy part. Back then, his buddy was a foosball guy. And he knew that the B-17s were about $15,000. So we asked him if he had it in his pocket. Okay, we're 1947. He had that money in his pocket.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody did the math on that the other day to say how much it would be worth today, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, wouldn't you like a time machine, Dave, where you can go back in 1947 and buy a few of these things and hold on to them?
Well, he had a whole lot of planes. He had a P-51, too. We're really sorry he got rid of it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we had a P-51 on the field. Did you know that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
right next door.
For a long time, we had a P-51 on the field, and it's such a delight to see these old warbirds. All right, so he gets a bet. And he says, I'm going to bring this back. He goes down to surplus, and he's going to plop down some cash and fly it back.
He was a single-engine pilot. He'd never done a four-engine aircraft. Thought he could do it by himself. There was a rule you had to have a co-pilot, so he put a mannequin in the seat. Then he took off his B-17. He flew around in the air a few times. And then when he went to go land, the landing gear wouldn't come down, which was kind of a common problem. Well, when you're by yourself, you know, how are you going to crank it, right?
Yeah.
So he had to put it on cruise control and go back there and try to crank it by himself. Well, then he's panicking. And so then he finally just ended up getting back in the pilot seat and crash landed into several other B-17s. So Art was the kind of guy that everybody liked. You know, he got along with everybody. He knew how to work people. So he went into the tower, and the guy was like, got any more cash in your pocket? He said, I got $1,500. That's all I got to my name. So he yells at the receptionist behind and says, that is the worst case of wind damage I've ever seen. And he wrote him off a new bill of sale. We have the bill of sale for $1,500 for the current aircraft that we have.
Wow, $1,500. All right, folks, why this is exciting, and there's so many reasons why it's exciting and to have in the Mid-Valley and have in Salem and at McNary Field, is there's only six B-17s that are flying condition today.
Yes. I would say that kind of give or take a two, one or two, but no more than 10. Absolutely no more than 10 that are actually flying in the entire world.
And how many are even exist intact?
48 is the current number that we're talking about.
Wow. And most of those are obviously in flight in air museums.
Yeah, they're static display.
Static display. Okay. So in, for reference, there were 12,000 of these things made.
12,738.
12,738 to be exact.
I've said that number a few times
Terry
in our
Scott.
Museum.
She knows her stuff. Executive director of the B-17 Alliance. All right. So it goes under the canopy. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, but let's talk about it's in Salem.
It's in Salem.
And you're in a restoration process, right?
We are in a full restoration to flight-worthy condition.
And how'd you pick Salem?
You know, that was a long journey in itself. Our board of directors went on a journey to find a place where we could, number one, afford the space that we needed for a 102-foot wingspan, establish a site that would house all the things that we want to do, because we have a museum, educational facility, restoration, then, of course, you need office and whatnot. And so we actually were originally going to be in Aurora, and I had my heart set on Aurora because I like it. It's a cute town, right?
Mm-hmm. They're all right. They're not Salem, but it's all right.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
So then somebody suggested Salem, and there was a hangar available that was large enough that we could afford for this next level of growth that we needed to do. So we went and looked at it, and Salem completely encouraged us, welcomed their arms to us, helped us figure out all the little details, worked with us. I mean, we had to get the gates large enough to bring it in. I mean, this was a in-the-middle-of-the-night transfer on truck. Just like in 1947, Art Lacy brought the plane from Troutdale, where he landed it, on trucks to Milwaukee, Oregon, in the middle of the night because he couldn't get a permit. Well, we got permits, but we still had to do it in the middle of the night because the tail fin is 15 feet. And so you have to do that in the middle of the night when there's not a lot of traffic.
Wow. I mean, 15 feet.
Up in the air.
Oh, wow.
So you have to get your route. That was something we learned, you know, all these little things. You have to go on certain roads to get there because it might be too big for a certain road. And you have to do it at a certain time and with the permit.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to take out any power lines.
No, right?
Or bridges, overhangs.
Or bridges, yeah.
Overpasses.
So our crew, when they brought it to Salem in December 6th of 2014, was the final piece that came to Salem at our hangar. They worked almost 23 hours straight that day, because they had to get it from Milwaukee and bring it to Salem. Well, then when they got here, it wasn't daylight yet, and they couldn't use the cranes at the airport until daylight. So they had to wait until the sun came up. So then I'm expecting my husband home, right, about 9 o'clock in the morning. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's still not home. So I'm getting a little worried. But they finally got all of it out from the airport into the hangar, and we started remodeling that facility and opening a museum. We opened a museum at Warbirds Over the West in June of 2015.
Well, just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been so much progress, and we're going to get to that coming up. I want to hear a little bit more about your grandfather-in-law.
My grandfather-in-law.
And, because we left the story there that he flew this sucker, even though he really wasn't, you know, qualified to do so, and flew it to Oregon. And then we have to get it from an airport onto the gas station. And we're going to talk about it when we're coming up, okay? So hold on to that. We've got Terry Scott here on Newsmakers talking about the B-17 Alliance and the restoration of the aircraft here in Salem. It's 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires. You're with us weekdays at the noon hour. Now we've shifted Kevin Jackson to 1 o'clock, 1 to 3 p.m. weekdays. We're going to be talking about local stuff, and let's continue our conversation about the V-17 Alliance and an aircraft named the Lacey Lady that exists. It lives right here in Salem. It's going to go through complete restoration with a plan of making her fly again. With us is Terry Scott. She's executive director of the museum, of the nonprofit, of the restoration process, and also a subject of Strange Inheritance episode. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're talking about mm-hmm. how your grandfather-in-law, Art Lacey, mm-hmm. Brought it to. And I'm trying to visualize this plane flying here to Oregon as scrap right after the war, and then jacked up onto the top of a gas station island. Mm-hmm. I used to own gas stations. I think you know that. So it's a very interesting subject matter for me. How did they do that? Did they bring it in pieces?
Yes, they brought it in pieces in 1947. And you can see the aircraft is designed to be trucked. So each piece will fit on a flatbed of a truck. And it's kind of amazingly just perfect. I mean, there's no inches to spare hardly. With the wings were segmented into four sections. The fuselage is just wide enough for a truck. So each section is taken apart and put on a truck bed and trucked over. And that's how we did it to Salem as well.
So I'm going to direct people to your website,
yes.
B17Alliance.com. And Terry shared with me a picture of how this B-17 can be broken down into different parts, different ships, shipment packets, and that's how you're restoring it as well, right?
Yes, correct.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
And which pieces are you working on now?
We are working in a lot of different areas. We have the Wing 1 is what we're calling it, and it is almost completely dismantled. And then we're at a phase now where we're almost ready to start rebuilding it. It's pretty amazing. They took the firewall off of the engine section last week. So we've taken off the cowlings and all the things in the engines, and now we got to the firewall, and now the final firewall has been removed. And I'm walking out in the hangar, and I see these pieces on the table, the ribbing from that piece that hold it mm-hmm. together. And they look like we just bought them, and they're brand new. And I'm like, wow, where'd these come from? And
the
guys,
the wing.
Yeah, inside the wing, they had sandblasted them, and they were like brand new. It was really exciting.
Wow! I remember the first time I came in to see it, and you had already made progress, and the whole nose section was done,
mm-hmm.
and every piece of aluminum was replaced. All the rivets were brand new. There was wood flooring mm-hmm. restored. It just took my breath away. And I turned around and I looked in the room, and there's this huge fuselage and the wings. I said, "You're gonna do this to all of that?"
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, "Yes, we are."
It's just
incredible.
Yes, and that section is actually being certified airworthy currently, so they're going through and fine tuning everything about it to make it airworthy.
So, what are you adding to it to modernize? If anything.
Well, at this point, we haven't got to that part, but we are replacing any rivets that aren't exactly perfect. We have a mechanic that's a full-time mechanic for the Air Guard who mm-hmm. comes on the weekends and is working on, that's his baby. So he's working on the nose section. We also have the engine mounts being done. We just are lifting an engine mount tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So tomorrow we have one of our volunteers who built this big crane hoist that'll hold the engine, and then he built a mount for the engine, cleaned up. We're going to call it engine number one. And it's gorgeous. It's really pretty. I can't believe how nice he made it look. And so tomorrow we'll be lifting it to the hoist, so it'll be available for the public to look at.
All right, KYKN listeners, if you're out there and you served in World War II, if your father or grandfather served in World War II, you know somebody flew a B-17, you got to make your way out to McNary Field. And there's a small museum there full and growing this incredible asset. And actually, we'll be talking a little bit later about how you can help, either volunteer, because I know you're running on a lot of volunteers and a lot of different sources and able to put this thing together. So you have now this fully functional technology and shop down there, right? You should tell us about that.
Well, we've spent the last year and a half really working on the shop, making a restoration shop and building a museum. And the museum continues to grow. People donate their artifacts from their family. So your father was a B-17 pilot and you don't know what to do with his artifacts anymore? Bring us the story.
Terry Scott, I'm going to interrupt mm-hmm. you right there, because I was in a county commissioner meeting last month in Polk County, and somebody heard that I was involved at the airport. And he said, "Hey, that B-17. And he says, "I've got something I want to donate."
Good.
And I think it was a letters or something because their family member had. And so I gave them your contact number. But it must just come up as people have these things and would like to have them part of the collection.
And that is how we're learning the history. I know that's kind of sidetracking a little bit, but that museum is built on real history from the real stories of World War II. And that is what energizes me about my job, because I get to share that history and the character of World War II and the people who were determined to make this a great country, their ethical work habits. Everything is wonderful about that great generation. They were a great generation for a reason. Yeah. And we have a lot to learn from them. And I get to share it every day.
And it's also a time in which Americans pull the rope together.
Exactly. Right. We never pulled together like that time. I call it the one for all for one nation.
Indeed. All right. So tell us, now let's jump back in about your shop because I interrupted you.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
Shop with the inventory and all this stuff.
Yeah, so we had to set up a restoration shop, which means there's a lot of tools, right? So people were donating tools. We were purchasing tools. Right now we got a system going on where the guys are practicing bending metal, and they have a whole process that they're building this tool that we need to store rivets so they can learn how to bend the metal. And so they're coming into certification for different levels of volunteering. Also, we have certification for riveting. Riveting is not as easy as you think it is. Mm. You have to go straight.
Rosie could do it.
Rosie could do it. And we have a Rosie the Riveter that comes with us, although Rita Hathaway, you probably know her. She's awesome. She loves to tell her story. So then we set up a inventory system too, right? So you take the plane apart. Every little piece has to be taken apart, analyzed, whether it can be restored, renewed, or used again. Mm-hmm. And it's tagged and inventoried. So when you're ready to use it again, you can find it. So you have to have this incredible inventory system to find those parts. We have a IT crew that set it up with 5 networked computers and a bar scanner. So it all can be found and retrieved. It's an amazing system.
Of all the man hours you've had to date, how many are volunteer? What percentage of man hours that you have are volunteer?
To date?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only staff.
To date. Yeah.
To date. So last year we did, I want to say 7,000 hours last year.
Wow.
And it's about that way every year. It's an amazing, we have over 100 engaged volunteers. So we work on an application system, and you come, you show your interest, you hang around, we get to know you, I interview you, I found out what your talents are, where you fit into our needs, and then we plug you in.
Great. All right, so there's space for more help and more donations, but the turret.
I'm going to jump, but
didn't I see that you have a trailer now, and you can go on the road with the turret?
Yes, we do.
And it's the turret.
So we have a ball turret and a top turret.
A ball turret, and are those completely restored?
Well, they're in the process.
In the process.
You can see we bought the top turret. It was one of two left in the world that we know of. So that was a pretty big deal. We did a fundraising for it, and we purchased it. And we went to California, met the guy. Awesome guy. Really good relationship with him now. And he's consulting with us. And that's kind of what we're doing, too. B-17 Alliance is a group of people who care. And we're making partners across the nation. Mm-hmm. So we got the top turret. We're working to have it ready to have photographs in it at our Christmas party on December 1st. We have a gentleman who's working on fabricating it. It needs to be put on a stand and stabilized so people can get in it and not be harmed, you know.
Oh, we can get in it.
When they're shooting the machine guns.
You going to go in it, Dave?
Heck yeah.
And no live ammo, but we can get in it.
Right, okay. Right. So yes, the trailer should be delivered any day soon. We're having some final work done on it, and then we'll be doing a campaign to wrap the trailer in a full color commercial, basically, you know, who are we, why are we here? Mm-hmm. And so people can help us with that too.
You know, you hit on something that exactly why I wanted you on the show, because this is, and exactly why I want to talk about it being in Salem, is that warbirds, people are passionate about warbirds all over the nation. And B-17 Alliance is a network of people that want to see these things preserved. It's not just a few people in Salem. There are companies elsewhere in California, people across the nation to rely on for resources. And it's just terrific to see an asset like that and of an interest like that that's a national interest right here in our field. That is so great. You mentioned a Christmas party. Do you have events that are open to the public?
Yes, that's pretty much. We are very event-driven. We do a lot of it. We have the August event, which is take up the whole airport, and it's a lot of fun. And then we have a Christmas event, so we remember Christmas 1940 style. So you can come in 1940s attire if you like, or just be yourself. We sing Christmas carols. We have an auction. We have a nice, beautiful dinner. This year, our focus is going to be, we were a centerpiece for Strange Inheritance. So
oh, yeah.
we will be sharing that clip at our Christmas party. And it's kind of fun, you know? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. That was a national syndicate.
Yeah, I wonder how many people inherited to be 17.
Right?
It's not going to happen in my family. How about you, Dave?
Not on my list either.
So I bet people can find that clip online, right, somewhere?
Well,
can they,
I think
YouTube
you can. Or? I have a hard time with it. They didn't even give us a copy, but wow. we got a copy.
Strange Inheritance right
Strangely,
here.
Strangely, we got a copy.
Hey, we inherited to be 17. It's on top of a gas station. Okay, so the tour, and you have events, everything, all that information on your website?
Oh, Veterans Coffee Club. Veterans Coffee Club is every month on third Thursday. Yesterday, we had a speaker who brought over 40 helmets, M1 collection helmets, and he shared the history of them. We'll be having him back next year. So what we do is we offer a free social gathering for veterans to come together and be honored and feel safe and build friendships.
Well,
and that's every third Thursday.
Are you still doing an annual prayer breakfast? National Day of Prayer?
We are going to work towards something like that. We had to sort of refocus a little bit on our events and where I spent my time mm-hmm. making things happen. Mm-hmm. I do love the prayer breakfast, though. It is a wonderful thing to do.
Well, it sure must be a great visual in terms of getting attention with the turret as you're going to be able to take it from location to location, especially for veterans that can't be there. Mm-hmm. And can't show up on site, and you can take place to place and expose people to the work you're doing. Mm-hmm. So this is Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne. We're newsmakers at noon to 1. We've moved Kevin Jackson 1 to 3, but today we are talking with Terry Scott from the B-17 Alliance. More coming up on 1430 KYKN. Hey, Salem's listening.
This is Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Hello and welcome back, friends, to KYKN. Newsmakers at Noon with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires. Today we're talking about an exciting topic for me. I hope you're liking it. It's about the B-17 Alliance here at McNary Field, as we call it, in Salem Airport, with Terry Scott, Executive Director of the B-17 Alliance. And don't forget to go to the website at b17alliance.com. And Terry, we've talked a lot about how you got in the aircraft, and we've talked a little bit about how you're going about restoring it. Let's look at the long vision now. Let's look at where do you want to get to, what's the goal, and what's it going to cost, and how long is it going to take? So this effort is expected to take how long, Terry?
10 years.
10 years from now. And in 10 years, you have a vision of it living where?
In Salem.
In Salem. In a hangar.
In a hangar, in an education site, in a destination point educational site. So this plane will fly in honor of the great generation, and it'll share the stories that it harbors. And that's like on the home front, ration tickets, Victory Gardens, Rosie the Riveter, the women who flew it overseas, the men in the Navy, all areas of service. I have a real strong vision for what that museum does, and that engages people multisensory and inspires them to be better Americans and to honor veterans.
Honor veterans. And it's awesome. Dave, have you seen this aircraft?
I have. Yeah. I actually got gas underneath it when it was in Milwaukee.
Have you seen it in Salem?
I have not yet.
Okay, so here's what I'm challenging everybody to do is go out and see the museum and see the aircraft in the state it's in now. Because there's parts that have not been restored and the parts that have. Because when it is flying, to be able to say, you know, I saw this when the wings were off. I saw this when the engines were just sitting on the floor of the garage or the hangar suit. And look at it now. I could get in and fly in this thing. That's an amazing vision. It's very
That's
inspiring.
A really great challenge. I love it.
Yeah, so come out and see the museum. And it's so interesting. Okay, so you're going to have to build a facility, and it must take a lot of money to make this restoration to begin with, right?
Yeah, we're estimating $6 million to restore the plane and $3 million to have a facility. And you know, that $3 million to have a facility might be a little shy, but that's, we don't want to go in debt. We're fiscally responsible. We do everything one bolt at a time, one item at a time, one story at a time, one part at a time. And we stay ahead of the game. And we're creating a rainy day fund and all of those things to make us a strong nonprofit that won't go anywhere.
Wow. So let's go back to parts, right? Mm-hmm. Where do you get all these parts? You can't go to the local shop.
No, you can't just go down the street and buy them. No, we do a lot of bartering and building. And our plane is the most intact B-17 in the world that is under restoration. So that's a big deal. Mm. And I don't even fully understand that until I talk to my husband, who's in charge of that. And he says, people are coming to us. I just had an email yesterday. People are coming to us to get patterns for their B-17 because ours is the most intact. And so you take the part off. You're very careful about how you take it off. You keep it in structural integrity. And then you make a pattern from it if you have to. And then you rebuild that part and put it back on again.
You skipped right by the rebuild that part. Who's building that part?
Well, then that Rantech Engineering is going to build that for us. Isn't that awesome?
Who is that?
Rantech Engineering is out of Clackamas. And they are an aeronautical company that's building for Boeing and all the aircraft in the air. And they came to us on Facebook. And found us.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? Facebook does good things.
It is amazing. Uh-huh. Yesterday we had in studio a nonprofit that exploded due to social media. Mm-hmm. And today we're hearing again on Facebook and on social media and awareness. And they just came to you and said, hey, can we help?
Yeah. They came to us and it was kind of funny because my husband met with them and showed them the project. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is great. We love it. We want to be your partner. And we want to build parts for the duration of the restoration. And my husband went, do you know what that means? And he said, yeah. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, you know?
So they're making custom things built. And this is a company that knows what they're talking about because they're making custom parts for Boeing.
Yes, they
are. Right out of Clackamas.
Right.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Oregon. It's coming together. Okay, so $6 million restoration. And that money's just coming out of your pocket, right?
Well, the nonprofit, the nonprofit's building and fundraising.
It's got to be fundraising.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of people around Salem. Ram Steel has been very generous with us. So they have really sponsored a lot of parts for us. We go and we build things to hold the aircraft steady so we can work on it. And they've been very generous in how they've worked with us. A lot of people in Salem have done that. And we're just, our landlord has helped us a lot. And so we're really grateful to that. We could not do this without that kind of support.
Ram Steel here in Salem. Shout out to Ram Steel. We appreciate you helping the B-17 Alliance.
You bet.
So the $6 million renovation, are people, do you have veteran families leaving you in their estate planning? Are they ongoing gifts? Or
ongoing, and I do have estate planning, and I have we have a veteran who wants to be sprinkled from the B-17. Hmm. And so he has us in his will for 10% of his estate, which comes to a fine tooth. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's about 150 grand.
It's not fair, Terry, to wish him any early demise.
He's also happy with whatever we can do. And he just wants to support the cause and keep it going. And that's really a blessing.
All right. So we'd be negligent not to mention to the listeners, if they want to help, they can go to B-17 Alliance. They can reach out to you and they can help donate or volunteer.
Yes.
Right?
Come by and see what we're doing. We really want to get to know you. We want to share what we have with Salem and inspire you and engage you and educate your children.
Well, as somebody who is passionately invested in Salem, speaking for myself, you said the words, a destination. A destination point where education and honoring of veterans for our community. And I love that. I love that. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to do another show, talk about this whole thing. So $3 million education facility when you're building it, which might cost more than $3 million by the time you get doing that. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody wants to gift a $3 million hangar.
Right. Well, we're working on a capital campaign. That's the next thing we have to tackle.
Okay. Capital campaign. Go ahead. Talk
about
it.
Yeah, well,
you can pitch that.
That's a big deal. And so if we're looking for people to help us with that. If you have experience with building a capital campaign, we would like to talk to you because we've done a lot. This has been a long journey, but we have a lot to learn still. And so we want to talk to people who've done it before. To help us build this destination point. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm energized and we're setting it up so that it will live on past us. This is not about us. This is about giving back to the community and doing something great with a B-17. What are you going to do when you have a B-17 in your front yard? You are going to do something good with it. I mean, it's pretty rare. We got to do the right thing with it.
Or on top of your gas station. Right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put a couple more perspective numbers in here. Boeing made this thing. Boeing beat out, you know, like the manufacturers at the time. You had Douglas, which used to be Douglas. What was that, Dave? DC.
Yeah, DC.
DC 10, DC 9, all those manufacturers. Martin, which later became Lockheed Martin, and right. Boeing was building this, and they got an initial order. And this is an online resource I saw that there were like 200 to start with. But they ended up doing over 12,000. And 4,700 lost in combat, and then a lot of them were probably scrapped, right? If we're talking about less than 50 existing in the world.
Oh, yeah, they did. Well, they you know, I'm not completely knowledgeable on everything they did with them, but they flew them for fighting air fires. And can you imagine going and being able to buy a B-17? I think they should be able to do that today.
I can imagine it. I can imagine it.
I would love to be able to do that.
17 Medal of Honor recipients crewed in a B-17. 17. So that's pretty exciting. You mentioned something in the last segment about a July event, or August event. Mm-hmm. Warbirds Over the West, I'm familiar with, and I'd like everybody aware of that. It's really nice to have people come out to the airport and see things. And you had obviously some warbirds mm-hmm. and a variety of aircraft and some antique cars. And tell us a little bit, because it's going to come back next summer, right?
Yes, it is. It's going to be here the second week of August of 2019. We have a partnership with Ericsson Aircraft out of Red Bend or whatever that is down there where that big aircraft museum is, Ericsson Aircraft, and they're going to bring a couple more vintage aircraft. And so we're asking everybody to fly in their planes. Fly in your planes and have a good time. Bring your family. We got food and living history. We have a partnership with Northwest Living History, and they come in with military tents and all the things that would go into a military encampment. Military vehicles, the military associations get involved. It's a big event. We take up the whole airport. Cars, museum tours, all of our staff comes on board to help feed you and show you around, and it's a lot of fun.
Everybody in the region can come in and go down the tarmac, right?
Yes.
They can walk up close and personal with the aircraft.
Absolutely. So we take over the whole airport that day. And it's an admission fee, and that's how we make money that day, is $10 to get in.
Modern aircraft?
Modern, too.
Historical aircraft?
Everything.
You got car show?
Yes.
Car show. Okay.
I might have to enter.
Dave's a car guy. He might bring something down. Okay, so, and food, of course. This is a fun event.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times I put this in Facebook, and people are like, oh, I wasn't aware of it. It's a really fun event to come down to Salem Airport, and especially people that don't normally stop. They drive right by on their way to I-5. Oh, there is an airport here in Salem, but there's very exciting things that you can visit there. So that sounds a great event. It'll be next summer. You guys watch for that and see if you can make it out. In the meantime, B-17 Alliance is located in Salem. You may want to hit the website and call Terry on the organization to make sure that you can come during visitor hours for the museum.
Yeah, so Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, 10 to 2, are our current open to the public hours.
Okay. Do you do special events if someone wanted to book it for? Maybe, okay, so maybe Grandpa was a veteran.
A party on the B-17.
Yeah, a party next to the B-17 in the hangar. Would you do
there
that?
There you go.
Yeah, we totally do that. We have a rental facility just for you.
So we can put on my Glenn Miller Orchestra. I was talking about, I'm not ashamed to say, I used to listen to this Glenn Miller album on vinyl in the Army Air Force Band, of course. You know, and they're playing all those great World War II songs. I'd be doing that. We're going to have a big party in there. And you're doing anything for New Year's? You are doing a Christmas party, right?
We are doing a Christmas party. In New Year's, we just take a little break.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other events that the public are invited to that they should be aware of and put on their calendar?
We have a membership event that's coming in April, and we're going to be doing a community awards ceremony.
So the membership, is that for people who are giving ongoing giving?
Yeah, annual giving.
Nice.
And then, so we're working on a new event, and we haven't launched it yet, but it's going to be recognizing the people who give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty excited about doing that. So watch for that.
You got any, you want to give us any previews or some shout outs on the air now?
Some shout outs.
Some shout outs to some volunteers that stick out.
Shout outs to Lee Hart. Lee Hart just built the engine mount. He is a great guy to work with. We love working with him. He's always got a smile and he works really hard. You give him a job and he gets it done.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Lee Nielsen, who's leading Wing Wen crew, is a hot dog. We love him. He's great. And, you know, our docents, we have the best docents. They give tours. I had a tour show up yesterday 10 minutes before closing, and they gave him an hour-long tour.
Wow.
It was awesome. And those people were just, they were mind-boggled when they got done. They didn't even know what to say. They were so amazed. The tour is amazing, you guys. You got to come and see what we're doing. We're sharing the stories of World War II. We're restoring a B-17. It's really exciting. And I want everybody to just come by and look at it and engage with what we're doing. I know you'll be impressed.
So many things I like about this and what I'm hearing. Of course, I'm hitting the Salem because I'm just so proud to have it in the community, and I had nothing to do with it whatsoever, but appreciative of you, Terry Scott, and your husband and the family and everybody who helped make it happen. But the other things I'm hearing is we're honoring America, that we are honoring the sacrifice, that we're honoring Americans coming together, and you're honoring veterans.
I love that you said that, because our new slogan is honoring the American spirit.
Honoring the American spirit. Well, at that, we're going to take a little break. Uh-huh. You're listening to 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Welcome back, everybody, to Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Dave, thanks for that song.
You're welcome.
Now, do I get fired if I start singing along with your intro music?
Is that one, if that you're one off key.
No promises. That one almost had me. I almost had it on the air singing. This is Newsmakers at KYKN every noon of every weekday, presented by Les Schwab Tires. And welcome aboard, Les Schwab Tires. It's an honor to have you sponsoring the show. And we're talking to Terry Scott from the B-17 Alliance, B-17Alliance.com. I want to drive everybody to the website at least to see what you're doing. For goodness sakes, if they can't make it out the museum, if they can't donate it, if they can't volunteer, spread awareness of what's going on right here in Salem. Terry, you talked a little bit about your Veteran Coffee Club. And Terry Scott, by the way, she's the executive director. And an in-law of the family that inherited this aircraft and brought it to Oregon right after World War II. And now it's in Salem, and you have a museum, you have a nonprofit, and you're going to make this bird fly. Veteran Coffee Club you manage.
Yeah.
Mentioned, and you have other outreaches, right?
Yes, we do. We do a lot of educational outreach. We do student tours. We can do a student tour up to 2 hours for $5 per student.
Oh.
And it's a really great education in American patriotism and in sacrifices.
So you get like charter schools coming out in private schools?
Yes.
Or, so if somebody wanted to, they could sponsor. If they wanted awareness to spread awareness for a middle school class or a high school class, they could sponsor that tour.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually could use a couple more volunteers in that arena. So students, people who are interested in teaching students and sharing that and promoting it. So it's a place of growth, but it's also a place that I love and it's dear to my heart.
You know, Dave, you know who should come out and see that thing? Is the people at Career Tech High School.
Yes,
Career Tech over on Portland Road.
Yeah.
And they're learning how to build things, design things.
That would be very, very cool.
Drafting,
oh, yeah.
Manufacturing. Yeah. If you have not had them out, have you had them out?
No, I have not.
Career Tech. And
she's taking notes.
We're going to get the principal of Career Tech on the show. We're going to get them on the show and we'll try to, but that would be.
The engineering of the B-17 is phenomenal. That's why it's called a flying fortress, because when you look inside of it, you figure it out. And so we can teach all that kind of stuff too.
That is terrific. All right, yeah. I interrupted you, but let's
That's
go on.
Okay.
So you have student tours.
Yes, and so student tours, and write a little bit on that. We have a long-term goal of teaching vocational skills with these tools that we have in the museum and in the aircraft. So just so you know. We have been reaching out culturally, too. This is just a lot of opportunity to the Japanese-American experience. We had a special guest at our Veterans Coffee Club, and we want to continue with that. We've also been working with the All Nations Native American Memorial, which is in Jefferson, which is a phenomenal memorial if you haven't gone to it. It's ran by this guy who had a great idea to honor the Native Americans, and he knows each story of each tombstone. And it's really phenomenal.
Wow.
It's a great outing for you to do that. We've also been honored by Pearson Air Museum, another one of our partnerships, and they've donated a Tuskegee Airmen exhibit that we get to share now.
Wow.
So we're trying to keep, there's a lot of culture that we can share from World War II. I'm just really excited about it. Plethora of stories, wow. Never ending.
Wow, as if the aircraft weren't fascinating enough. It's right. Really great. I mean, you guys are all in.
We are all in.
You're all in, mm-hmm. Investing in the community, investing in areas of the community that extend beyond just the aircraft for veterans. And so, all right, cultural outreach, Veterans Coffee Club, people can get involved, student tours, they can sponsor tours or get their high school or middle school groups in. Boy, I could probably talk to you all day. We are going to talk about the airport next week in more detail, but it's exciting to think about envisioning a $3 million facility, an educational facility that's a destination for people all over the nation. Right,
yeah, all over, right? And we, you know what, you were talking about sharing. Please share our website. I just launched a new video on the website homepage too. So watch it. It tells you why. It tells you why.
Why you're doing all this?
Why are we doing all this? So watch the video and share it with your friends.
All right, before I forget, this is Newsmakers. We have local topics, local issues, local people here on KYKN from noon to one every weekday. And next week, Dave, we got a couple exciting guests.
Yeah.
We have Les Zeitz. And Les is the editor of a new publication in Salem, relatively new.
Some great guy. Great guy.
Latched on. The Salem Reporter. It's an online digital news outlet. And I've been starting to read them the last few weeks. And it's great to see the investigative reporting, something that we don't get a lot of in today's news blurb kind of world. So Monday, Les Zeitz, tune in at noon on Monday. On Wednesday, we're going to have Police Chief Jerry Moore of the City of Salem.
And his father or somebody is a B-17 guy. I just found that out yesterday.
Jerry Moore's father.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. We'll have to make that connection. We'll get mm-hmm. Jerry out to the museum if he has not been. Chief Moore. Chief Moore. And we're going to talk about the police facility next week. We're going to talk about officers and how his officers per thousand of population stacks up on the rest of the nation. And some of the, I don't know, all the topics you want to hear. Maybe he'll take some calls from our listeners as well. All right. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, Newsmakers at 1430 KYKN. We have Terry Scott. Any last words for our listeners, Terry? Executive Director of the B-17 Alliance.
Just come by and see us. Come by and see us. Share our Facebook, share our website, and bring your friends.
Get inside. Do you think there's anybody out there that doesn't know what a B-17 is? It's got to be, right? A lot of young people, and not everybody's as old as I am.
Some of the millennials may
this
not know.
This thing is huge. It's 103 feet in wingspan and four engines. And you guys have four engines that'll fire up. There's rotary engines, as loud as I'll get out.
Propeller-driven. Propeller.
Yeah, pre-jet mm-hmm. era. Mm-hmm. And it helped, frankly, it helped win the war.
It did.
Made a huge difference in securing freedom for all of us. So that's it for today and this week. It's been a great first week. Dave, I hope you've enjoyed it and you're willing to welcome me back next week.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, I thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a delight. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on Newsmakers. 1430 KYKN, Salem's listening.
And we have about 30 seconds.
Oh, we have 30 seconds? Well, then I want to plug Les Schwab Tires again.
Oh, yeah.
Because Les Schwab, it's really, I got to tell you, every time my son has an issue or a question, every time my wife has a question or an issue, I'm like, take a Les Schwab. Take a Les Schwab. I've got friends that manage the stores in West, in South, and Mission Street, and they're all stand-up people. So it's so nice to have in our community. Those people are like, hey, go talk to this individual. He runs this store, and Les Schwab's going to take care of you. It's been a delight. Thank you, listeners. We'll look forward to sharing with you more next week on Newsmakers. 1430 KYKN, Salem is listening.